When you're on a dating site, the first thing that everybody notices is the profile pic.
Yeah, for sure.
Duh.
And for most men, that photo is of themselves, you know, shirtless, holding a giant fish.
Always.
Every time.
So annoying.
How is there still a truck in the background?
I know.
There's not even water around us.
Or, you know, they're out hiking on some trail for that one day that they went hiking. Or it's just them laying on a giant pile of cash.
Wait, that helps too. I don't
see those enough, actually.
Oh, okay.
You're in the wrong algorithm.
Meanwhile, for women, it's photos of them hiking, eating a really nice fish, and then handing over a pile of cash for a new handbag.
But we believe those pictures.
Those are more true to life. But one of our listeners, Josh, has emailed the show after he saw a woman's profile pic online, and it sucked him in instantly.
Really?
But now he wants our help. Josh, welcome to the show.
How's it going, guys?
Dude, I'm so curious about the pic you saw. What was it? What about it sucked you in?
Okay, well, her name is Erica, and she was volunteering for Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, good person.
What are you doing on here renewing our faith in men right now?
Is it that you're attracted to the fact that she does charity work, or you just like the fact that she was in, like, a hard hat and with, like, work gloves on? Like, you like a girl that's good with her hands.
She can build a house.
Because that's my fantasy for sure.
Oh, God, yeah.
All the above. It is cool that she was doing something good for other people, but she also, I mean, I want to front, like, she looks really good, too.
You're like, show me your calluses, girl.
I like how Jeff's fantasy is, like, girl dressing up like Bob the Builder.
Yeah. So you reached out to Erica. How did that go?
It went good. We talked for a bit and eventually decided that we would get together. We went out for some coffee.
Okay, nice. So you're keeping it casual. Mm-hmm. And what was it like that first time you saw her in person?
It didn't disappoint. I mean, she was just as beautiful as she was in the profile picture.
I don't know why I picture her showing up to coffee in, like, a flagger vest.
Me too!
Like, orange with a reflection.
Josh just had it in his backpack. He's like, hey, girl, put on these gloves.
That's awesome. Did she seem excited to see you, too? Like, not disappointed?
why do you always phrase it like that, bro?
She sees him like, oh.
I couldn't read into her head or anything like that, but she seemed fine.
Okay.
Good. She didn't gag.
Yeah. So look, we only were there for 20 minutes, but it didn't end there. So maybe that's a good sign.
Oh, that is a good sign.
Oh, okay. Coffee was the first stop. What was next?
Yeah, we're really close to a park. So we ended up deciding to just walk around and continue talking.
Okay. As of now, this date sounds great because if she didn't like you already, she would definitely not have hung out with you after the coffee.
Okay. 100%.
Yeah. And I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked my grandpa. How did walking go? Did it go good?
Well, my hip hurt, you know, a bad back. I'm just like, no.
Kids running around everywhere. Yeah.
No, we chatted, and it was just a really good conversation.
What'd you connect over?
Just life. I mean, like, you know, she's going to school, wanting to do more with herself. I wanted to do more for myself as well. Yeah. And then I found out that she's into traveling, and that's kind of one of the reasons she signed up for the Habitat for Humanity.
Okay.
Oh, cool. Right. I mean, that's awesome. And you sound like a guy who is a really good listener. Like, you'd be someone that asked insightful questions. Like, I think that's all positive.
Was there any moments, though, that stand out as being kind of weird or kind of awkward to you?
Just one. We were walking, and I guess I wanted to impress her, so we were passing by this bank.
A bank.
A bank, okay.
And there was a guy handing out balloons. So I don't know why I thought this would impress her, and I thought it would be funny, but I picked up one of the balloons, I gave her one, I took one, and then I proceeded to, like, suck up some of the helium and sang her a little bit of Prince's Little Red Corvette.
Sang with helium? And
you don't think that's funny, Alexa?
No.
You wouldn't find it
like
funny?
I literally didn't even laugh at all.
No. Is that because you don't know the song? Is that why?
Well, I don't know that.
Yeah.
Also.
Maybe it's funnier with the helium voice because it sounds a little bit more like Prince. Yeah. I mean, what was her reaction when you started serenading her?
She kind of looked at me a little awkwardly, like, I think she might have been a little embarrassed.
She was like, is this a 1970s song?
But I kept going. I committed to it 100%. And then she gave me a little bit of a laugh.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, so you just kept going until she made a sound?
So okay, I could see how maybe that would be a little bit uncomfortable on the first date.
Yeah. Deal breaker.
No, yeah. It doesn't sound like
it. Balloon killed her father. Yeah.
I'm with you,
Jose. In a
bad
helium accident.
So, I mean, everybody's made a bad joke on a date.
Yeah. Totally. Oh, I make them all the time.
So how did the date end?
Well, I took her to her car and, so maybe there was two. So
no.
I sucked in a little bit more helium and just said goodbye one more time.
No, you didn't.
No.
And,
Stop. That's the helium.
That was his closer, Alexis.
It's not hot. Yeah.
It's going to be really funnier when I do it the second time.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Totally.
Okay, so what's happened since then? Have you been staying in contact with her?
Oh, yeah, no. So we've still been in touch with each other via text.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. It just maybe she's not feeling me the same way as she was before by how we're talking to each other.
Yeah.
Well, and I'll say you didn't leave her on a good note, right? Like that's how you remember somebody.
Not
how
on
you
a high note.
Exactly. Yeah. How you close the deal, and like instead of remembering you as this like masculine, awesome dude, it's like a 14-year-old with bad jokes, you know? Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to find out. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Erica for you, and we'll try and get you a second date update.
Oh!
Right after this!
Oh, no.
Stay on the way, Josh, okay?
Our listeners aren't feeling that.
Yeah. Hold on, man.